This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
846, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I misspoke earlier. I said name, image, and likeness money. It's not for the $20.5 million that LSU has, but it does go to the complicated nature of this. Wilson Alexander joins us, LSU beat writer for The Advocate, to try to explain and revenue sharing and schools paying the players. How you doing, Wilson?
Doing well. How are you, Tommy?
I'm confused, but, you know, I live a lot of my life that way, especially when it comes to this, because it is hard to keep track of, is it not?
It is. I mean, college football has changed so much, and college sports in general have changed so much over the past few years. And, you know, first NIL in 2021, and then, you know, there's all this movement in the transfer portal. Fans have a hard time sometimes just keeping track of who's on a team nowadays. And now the players are getting paid, and the playoff is expanding. I mean, there's just a lot of change all happening kind of simultaneously. And now this is really one of the biggest changes that's ever happened in college sports.
So
the fact that the schools can finally actually pay the players themselves.
I'm sorry. So let's talk about what happened for this to become legal, and how did the number $20.5 million come to be?
This became legal because Grant House sued, and there was a couple other antitrust suits against the NCAA as well. They all kind of consolidated into this one settlement, which has become known as sort of the House settlement. And basically suing over the right to, or, you know, former players had not, from like 2016 to 2021, players who could not earn off of their NIL sued because they hadn't been able to earn off their NIL. And so the NCAA is paying out $2.8 billion in back damages to, you know, those, to that group. But it also all set up this new system moving forward that the college athletes will be able to get paid, you know, directly by the schools. There's new roster sort of limits and scholarship changes and such. And those are some of the big things. There's a whole new entity, too, to sort of police everything. And it all sort of all came through those settlements. And sorry, what was the second part of your question?
Well, $20.5 million was decided. How that money was decided as part of the settlement?
Yes, it was. In the midst of that settlement negotiations, they came up with that number by deciding that it was 22% of the average annual revenue generated by a power conference school and Notre Dame from their media rights, their sponsorships, and their ticket sales. So they sort of combined those numbers from everybody and then took 22% from that. That's how they got to the 20.5 for this year one. But that number is going to increase over the course of the 10-year settlement, 4% each year. And then every 3 years, they'll reassess to see where they're at.
All right, so you got $20.5 million. You got God knows how many sports and athletes involved. How do they go about deciding who gets what?
So for a school, like, let's just specifically, you know, use LSU as an example here, because every school is a little bit different, especially you talk about the Power Four level. And then the group of five level, I mean, those strategies are vastly different because of the amount of money that is within the athletic departments. So for schools around Louisiana, it's different. But for LSU specifically, what they said they did was really follow the formula that the NCAA used to pay out those back damages, which was giving most of the money to the sports that generate the most money, mm-hmm. which is football and men's basketball. It sort of turned into this formula, 75% to football, 15% to men's basketball, 5% to women's basketball, and then 5% to everybody else. You're seeing that in a lot of SEC teams, and LSU is doing the same thing.
But it would seem like LSU, the focus would be on baseball and football, no?
Yeah, you would think. And there's certainly some questions and some lingering sort of mystery to what exactly is baseball getting at LSU. LSU has decided to give money to every team on campus, and which their officials said is sort of sets them apart in a way from a lot of other schools who might only, you know, give it to six or seven teams or something like that. They're giving it to a little bit to everybody, but that means that baseball is lumped in with that final 5%. So we don't know how much baseball is getting at LSU, but the thing is that, you know, men's basketball is still the sport that actually makes money because of the media rights, the television deals. LSU baseball is, over the past few years of the Jay Johnson era, has actually lost money every year. Even though it is probably the number two sport on campus in terms of popularity, it is actually not a money maker. And so it still generates more revenue than a lot of other baseball programs in the country, but it's just, it's not like it finishes with a profit every year. And so I think that's a big part of the consideration is that men's basketball is still a program that, even though it has not been nearly as successful, actually generates and makes money year in a way that baseball doesn't.
You're telling me it's about the money? Wilson,
shocking,
I'm shocked.
Right?
Shocked, I say. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about, so you got $20.5 billion. Right away, $2.5 million comes out to pay for new scholarships. But where? How are the other scholarships paid for? And then what happens to that $18 million? Who gets paid what? What's Garrett Nussmeier likely to make? Or how do you decide what players get what? I don't know. Wilson Alexander, our guest, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. And then there's also the question people are texting in about where does NIL fit into this transfer portal, et cetera. 8 till 9, traffic, WWL. 8:55 and a half, going back to Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. So LSU's got $20.5 million. They're going to distribute a little bit to every sport. $2.5 million comes out for scholarships. Do you have any idea? Does LSU have any idea? Does everybody get a little bit? Do only star players get paid? Are you going to have a soccer player getting paid when maybe a football tackle's not? Take me through all of this, if you would, please, Wilson, if you know.
A football tackle is certainly going to get paid before the soccer player does.
Okay.
But exactly who is getting the money isn't something that's necessarily...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Known, some assumptions can be made. Like, you know, the football team is certainly getting paid. But what's interesting maybe on football is that, you know, like Garrett Nussmeier is going to get paid, you know, certainly more than your backup right guard. Mm-hmm. It's almost, as I've been explained to me over the past few months, it's sort of like structuring your money like an NFL team would, is kind of how LSU's general manager Austin Thomas is looking at this when it comes to the football team. You know, sort of percentages that are, you know, going to different positions, and you're weighed toward your most important positions, like quarterback and left tackle and defensive end, et cetera. And they kind of have a formula in place for what every position is sort of worth. And that he has a database, this sort of software that allows him to manipulate those numbers very easily and be able to see like how all that fits under the cap that LSU has. And so that's what football is able to do. Like I said, the LSU is giving some money to every team on campus, but that it's up to the coaching staffs, you know, how they divvy out that money, whether or not they're giving something to everybody, or if somebody is simply not giving maybe a full scholarship that they didn't have in the past. You're seeing 42 new scholarships going to women's sports, so there are more scholarships available for those athletes, and perhaps, you know, that may offset that they might not get as much in ref share, but they'll now have a full scholarship that they maybe didn't have before. So that's part of the strategy as well. But exactly what those numbers are, like how much somebody is getting paid, is not something that we know yet.
Does everybody on a football team get paid, or we don't know that either?
That's my understanding. Okay. I'm fairly certain that is what the case, yes.
Do you have any idea what kind of money we're talking about? Minimum?
I mean, you know, so the football team gets 75% of that $18 million. So that's $13.5 million across the whole team. Mm-hmm. How much is going to each particular person and position? We don't know that specifically now. But again, it's sort of your most important players and your most important positions are going to be getting more. I suppose if we did the math, we could maybe get to ourselves to a reasonable ballpark. But I don't know that exactly.
I'm just wondering, is this guaranteed? I'm just looking at it from the operational standpoint. You're going to have to come back with us, Wilson, because I got so many more questions. But do you get it as a bonus, a one-time payment? Do you get it weekly? If you don't show up for practice, can they dock you? Do we know any of this yet or not?
No, because we haven't been able to get our hands on a contract yet, exactly how it's paid out. What's going to be the most interesting thing, though, is LSU able to recoup a buyout? Or something like that if a player transfers, because there's still the transfer portal. There's still unlimited transferring allowed for college athletes. So if a player leaves, Kelly Zinn, their deputy AD, said that they have ways while they're still at LSU to make sure that money is sort of – that they actually do what they need to do in exchange for that money. But she did acknowledge that if a player leaves, it's going to be kind of hard to get a buyout back without this sort of it all becoming very clearly – an employee type arrangement, which it still isn't exactly.
She's what a mess. We'll talk to you again. Taking a break, come back. We'll talk about AI and job searches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.